This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Discuss what's going on in this big, wide, wonderful world of ours. Welcome into the Good Day program at 7 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with my friend Roberta Fasanelli.
Good morning.
On the program, Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kara is interacting with listeners right, left, inside, outside, all around the park. So here we go. Actually, this is a rather interesting reality. I wish Jennifer were here because she and her father are close to William Shatner. I've only met him at their place a couple of times. Interesting guy. I think he's a great actor. Terrific character. So here's the story. He's being sued for $170 million by a radio host who claims to be his son. Guy's name is Peter Sloan. Boldly going where no one else has gone before.
Really?
Filing a suit demanding that Shatner submit to a DNA test and cease claiming he isn't his father, claims his birth mother, an actress named Kathy McNeil, had an affair with Captain Kirk, and she gave him up for adoption when he was 5 days old. So now he's going after Shatner, and might be nasty. Let's see, Sloan is 59, Shatner is 85, 86. Didn't he just turn 86? His birthday was just a...
So after almost 60 years, why is he doing this?
Well, because he wants money and he wants to shake him down. He says he brought his grandchild to see Shatner at a con, and she whispered in his ear, "I'm your granddaughter."
Oh,
and apparently that took him back a little bit. But, after all this time, if you knew it, supposedly he confronted Shatner on the set of what was the cop show he was in?
T.J. Hooker.
T.J. Hooker, right. And
but that's years ago.
Right. And so Shatner said, according to this guy, if I can help you out, let me know. I mean, this is a sort of seamy side of this this reality. It kind of reminds me of the story from last week, that girl that was taken away from her foster parents and they were trying to adopt her. She was 6 years old. She'd been with them since she was 6 days old. A birth mother gave her up for care and they took care of her. And then somebody found out this kid was a 1.5% Cherokee Indian. So the federal law allows you to take the Cherokees, if they find somebody that's of their blood, they take them away from the parents and they put them someplace else of their choosing. And this kid, after 6 years, gets snatched away from her parents and is put in a home with somebody who's not any Indian.
But they're related to her father.
Yeah, right.
But they aren't Indian at all.
Anyway, so the point here is that you come back around to a number of these stories, whether he's Shatner's son or not. Biology is an important thing if you decide that it is. There are plenty of people who have had children out of wedlock, and they've given the children up for adoption. That would be, I think that from a man's point of view, from my point of view, I'm not a big fan of abortion unless it is affecting the health and well-being of the mother. I think that the better thing, but not legislatively, consciously, if you get pregnant and you can carry the baby to term and put it up for adoption, that to me is the best alternative. Excuse me. Having said that, in terms of this Shatner paternity thing, I mean, come on. How many people do you know, famous people, who've had folks take shots at them after the fact?
Everyone, almost, it seems.
Right. So Shatner's certainly visible enough. But, this guy has a lot of pictures with Shatner. I don't know that proves anything. But he's certainly had enough opportunities to try and make his case.
Yeah. Well, but he's waiting. I don't know. I think Shatner's had a good career. I'm not sure he's got $170 million laying around to fork over to this guy. But anyway,
she should have claimed Trump was his father. She's got 170 mil laying around.
Shatter should just give him all the royalties to all of his albums.
I think it's going to be a long, long time.
That'll be worth $1.75.
Knock yourself out.
Yeah. The man they think I am back home.
You're a funny guy.
I'm a rocket man.
That's right. All right, 12 past the hour on Good Day. Andy Murray is apparently quite a good tennis player.
Oh, yes, he is.
And apparently went off the handle, if you'll pardon the pun, a rant at an umpire during the Miami Open, claiming he missed a shot because he'd been mistakenly using a woman's ball. Apparently, he's trying to convince people that there are balls made for women in tennis and balls made for men.
Really?
In tennis, yes.
Are they pink or something? For different sports.
You say that again, Kara?
Well, I was just saying, like, I used to play water polo, and there are different balls, same as basketball.
Really?
So I'm pretty sure that a ball boy gave him the wrong ball.
Right. That apparently it wasn't on purpose. It was just one of those things. Tennis tournaments use balls with different coatings for each gender. So does that mean they're made differently, or they just have different coatings?
I've been playing tennis all my life. I've never heard of different balls for women.
Women's balls for men. Richie, have thinner, less furry felt on
them. Well, I've heard that, but
Murray, just check with Roberta on that. Murray.
Who's going to turn my mic down on this one?
Yeah, please.
It's probably the safest approach.
Except for Roberta.
Excuse me. He won the match, so what's his problem? He beat Denis Itomin of Uzbekistan. And that was when this all started.
It was, the ball wasn't as heavy.
All right. Well.
Or sweaty.
Okay.
Sweaty.
I better pause now.
And, good idea.
Actually, you know what? I have blood pouring out of my hand. I just stuck my hand into something in the sink, and I don't know what it was, but I've got blood gushing out of my hand.
The garbage disposal?
No, I didn't. At least it wasn't running anyway. So let's have a wonderful commercial break here while I fix my bloody hand, Vichy, okay?
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending. Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen. Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Jessica?
Who's there?
I'm that little voice in your head that reminds you of important things. Doctor's appointment, school plays. By the way, Dylan needs granola bars for soccer.
Okay, fine. What do you want?
I need to remind you to check your Shop Your Way account for surprise points.
I forgot about those.
Yeah, I know. They're yours to use at Sears and Kmart on anything you want. Jewelry, patio furniture, maybe a new jacket for spring.
Where is my jacket?
Cleaners, ready on Thursday.
Surprise points valid until March 30th. Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. Ask to redeem your points at checkout. Exclusions apply. See ShopYourWay.com for details.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink!
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink!
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
17 after. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer is going to be back next week. I have our fingers crossed for that. Roberta Fasnetta-Rizzi, speaking of fingers, I found, because I'm moving, everything's packed up. You think I can find a Band-Aid box? No! No Band-Aids. So I wrapped it up in tissue
electrical
paper.
Electrical tape.
Really?
We do.
I don't have any of that.
Duct tape.
Yeah, but mine's all packed up, too.
I know you have duct tape around there.
It's packed away, but I had tape that we're using to do the boxes, so I just put a piece of tissue around it and then put the tape. It's fine.
And the tape.
Yep.
Good job, MacGyver.
Bill Clinton.
The construction thing is duct tape. You just got duct tape
for
everything.
Yeah, that's terrific stuff. Right.
Yeah.
Bill Clinton is upset. Apparently,
what's going on now?
Hillary's campaign is not following his advice.
Oh, no.
He can't get Hillary on the phone. He said, quote, yesterday, those snotty-nosed kids over there are blowing this thing because nobody is listening to me. Really? There's an article suggesting that he has been clashing over policy with Hillary's advisor, Huma Abedin, or whatever her name is. Isn't she the one who's married to Weasel?
Yes.
Wiener or whatever his name is?
Yeah, Wiener.
Yeah. Huh. She, Miss Abedin, carries Hillary's cell phone, whichever one that is, obviously not the one from the State Department, and screens her calls. So when her husband calls, she puts him on hold and doesn't go back to him. That's a good way to get ahead.
I'm pretty sure that Hillary's just like, tell him I'll call him back.
Yeah. You think that's the way it is?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, 100%.
Huh. All right. Here's the story of a man named Null. Sounds like it should be a story. Let me tell you about a story about a man named Null. Raven Felix Null is his name.
Okay.
24 years old, changed his surname. Null means absence of data on IT systems.
Right.
Right.
So it can't be recognized.
Mm-hmm.
That means that when he charges things, he doesn't get billed for them because the null nulls out.
Brilliant.
This guy's pretty smart.
Brilliant.
That's funny.
Brilliant.
Null is his name. He gets free holidays, free hotels, free car rental, free train. Yeah. Change his name to Null. All right, just listen to that. There's going to be a lot of people changing their names today.
Yeah, I think so.
Right. Change my name to Null. Now, here's the story of the latest Florida lottery winner filing for bankruptcy. The court forced her to hand over a good portion of the $1 million jackpot she won a couple of months ago to her ex-boyfriend, who, according to him, bought the ticket. His name is Howard Browning, 62 years of age. He said he and his partner agreed to split the money. And he has an ATM receipt that shows he bought the winning ticket. How do you do that in an ATM machine, please? How do you buy a lottery ticket at an ATM machine? I don't... I go in and buy the ticket over the counter.
There's ATM machines next to lottery machines.
I didn't just use the money to buy a lottery ticket. His school teacher girlfriend, Lynn Ann Porter, said they had broken up. She kept the money. He said, no, I want some of the money, and got it. 21 after the hour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
All right, 23 and change at the hour on the Good Day program. Today's video of the day at DougStephan.com features members of the Backstreet Boys. Let's crack them up here, Richie. Actually, this is from the video itself. NSYNC, 98 Degrees, and O-Town all together on this video. They are together because they're starring in a sci-fi zombie movie, which will debut on Friday, Roberta. They recorded a song which will be featured in the zombie movie called Dead Seven. The video is the new song called The End. You gotta look at this as a teaser. Roberta's gotta be on this right now, Rizzi. This is a teaser for the movie. The zombie movie,
Love
Dead
Zombies.
Seven. So, the Backstreet Boys, this is the silliest thing that I've heard of for a long time.
I love it. I hope they all get killed.
The Backstreet Boys. NSYNC. 98 Degrees.
They should take all boy bands and put them in killer
zombies.
Absolutely. Get their brains eaten.
Well, why do you like
less of them anyway?
What is I love the Walking Dead.
Why?
Oh,
are you nuts? Why do you like
this? Let me tell you, when the zombie apocalypse comes, I will survive.
And what are you going to do, eat me?
And maybe. You never know.
You ever see people riding up and down the street with these zombie apocalypse vehicles?
Yeah.
Like a Jeep. With
they
the
come out of Mad Max. They look like they come out of Mad Max movie.
Yeah, I wonder what it's like living in their mother's basement.
Uh-huh. Perfect.
I make $700 a month. I'm going to take every single penny of it, and I'm going to put it on towards my zombie apocalypse.
I think what Michael Stitcher from that's his last name, right? What's the guy's name that's on with Kathy Lee and with
Michael Strahan.
Strahan, right. Yeah, put him in a zombie.
What have you got against him?
Why hey, listen to me.
Just because you got a little lisp.
No, because he's horrible. He's not entertaining. He's not funny. He's not anything. He's just there.
Racist.
Yeah, that's right. I'm a racist. You got it. Okay. Let's keep going here. That next piece of music comes from an old Irish group.
It was green alligators and long necks.
The Rovers.
Irish Rovers. This is usually something we would play on March the 17th, Patrick's Day, but it applies because we have the exclusive story at DougStephan.com today about unicorns walking the earth with humans at one point in time over the history of the earth. They really were living together. They really were living, breathing unicorns. And I think if if we have the geography right, they were in Kazakhstan, where it is now Kazakhstan. They were not cute. They weren't cuddly.
They were nothing like
prehistoric animals.
Yeah, right.
Cute and cuddly.
No, nothing about them.
No. Actually, it makes sense when you think there's something in the ocean called a narwhal, which is basically a whale with a unicorn horn on its head. Right.
Yep.
So
yep.
It makes sense that there was something on land, right?
Yep. Scientists previously thought the species went extinct 350,000 years ago, but based on a new analysis of carbon dating, it seems that these big mammals may have endured for hundreds of thousands of years longer than originally thought. They analyzed the research on these fossils and found them to be only 29,000 years old. Imagine what they're going to find when they start digging us up in 30, 40, 50,000 years from now. What do you think they're going to find?
Well, we'll be well-preserved because of all the food that we eat.
Yeah, right, exactly. They may be able to bring you back.
Yeah, it won't be just bones. I mean, we'll be 100%.
Yeah. So anyway, these creatures were all over this part of Russia. They apparently were in Africa as well. They look like a shaggy, hairy rhinoceros.
Yeah, it's a scary. It looks like a Clydesdale rhinoceros.
Clydesdale rhinoceros.
Yeah, weighed about 4 tons. their horns were 7 feet long.
4 tons, wow.
Yeah. And they look like the unicorn. Well, rhino is a unicorn. That's the offshoot of the original rhino.
It's scarier looking than a rhino.
Well, yeah, look at the picture.
We have posted, horn on it, yeah.
We posted a picture of him at DougStephan.com. So if you go to our website, go to today's show, you'll see the story and the picture of these unicorns. They look kind of scary. I suppose if you think of things like that as scary, they're just more animals. That's all they are. The operating room experience, if you have to go to the hospital, is about to become a whole lot bigger and a whole lot brighter. My pal Brian Osich has more now on a new technology that's transforming the operating suite into an immersive experience, providing an unparalleled visual field for everybody who's working in the OR.
Thanks to state-of-the-art electronics and advanced optics, doctors are seen inside the human body like never before. Keith Griffiths is with surgical endoscopy and systems integration at Olympus.
We're unveiling the Olympus 4K technology. This is taking the experience that you see when you're watching the game at home on your large flat screen and actually bringing it into the OR. These monitors are now flat screen, large OR monitors that allow them to immerse the entire OR staff in the experience.
President of the medical group at Olympus, Todd Usen, says the Olympus Visera 4K Ultra High Definition Imaging System is transforming healthcare by enhancing minimally invasive surgery in a range of specialties.
When you're inside a patient and you can see and you can touch and the colors are real, there's nothing like that. It's what 4K provides. And if we can be part of the reason why a physician can now give a minimally invasive surgery with all the advantages of open surgery, I think we have a winner.
For more, go to medical.olympusamerica.com. That's Technology Now from Olympus.
What do you need? I need more money.
That would help.
I need more time.
Oh, that would help.
I need more spaghetti.
Not bad either.
I need more of Roberta Passanelli, so I'll have that taken care of in the next half hour of Good Day. It's half past the hour now here.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourself a gob of money.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Doug Steffen. Hello, this is a good day program. I'm Doug with my friends Roberta Fasanelli and Richard Ben and Kara Stanley. What?
Oi.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
We have been focused somewhat today and yesterday, but today more because I actually figured out a theme. I put all of this stuff together. So I'm going to bring Roberta up to date, Richie, on what we were talking about earlier.
Go ahead.
There's this big to-do about how bad Exxon Mobil is.
Oh, they're
lying to everybody about global warming. Really? Come on. This is another news media hoax. They've been lying forever. Volkswagen, the headline today, Volkswagen in court over the diesel thing. They're a bunch of lying no goods too. They've been lying for they're a multi-billion-dollar corporation.
They say whatever they want.
Unfortunately,
and say, well, somebody will prove it wrong, but that's okay. By then, everybody will
sooner
prove it wrong.
Right, exactly. It won't make any difference.
And
they're talking about some of the other companies. We went through a whole list of all these lying companies, and I just I'm trying to calm people down when it comes to this sort of thing because it's nonsense. There are all kinds of reasons for global warming and climate change. You think Exxon is the only one? No. I mean, they're all, everybody who does this. And the counter to this, if they have any brains, will be for them to show the public that they've invested heavily in solar, they've invested heavily in wind power and other advanced strategies to keep themselves in business after fossil fuel not necessarily runs out, but after a while it really is going to be supplanted and the use of fossil fuels replaced by some other form of power and energy. So they're investing in it. And for now, all of a sudden, people just say, oh, my God, do you realize what a bunch of lying so-and-sos those people at ExxonMobil are? The Rockefellers actually started this last week by bailing out of the stock in Exxon because they said they just discovered Exxon was lying about the impact of fossil fuel on climate control. Come on, what kind of naivete is that? So, I found somebody else This is the biggest company in the world, bigger than ExxonMobil, bigger than Amazon and Apple, a company that most people don't even know exists called Unaoil, U-N-A-O-I-L.
Never heard of it.
I know you never heard of it. Nobody's ever heard of it. But for the best part of the last 4 decades, this is a family-owned business headquartered in Monaco where nobody gets to know anything
about anything. No wonder.
No. So all the people who live in Monaco go there to hide their wealth, in essence. It's legal. They have been bribing the it's just amazing. They have become, however, the voice not only of their own company, but of Samsung, Halliburton, Rolls-Royce, Leighton Holdings. So what has happened is somebody that worked there has leaked a whole bunch of emails. Somebody got fired. And they have these emails confirm what a lot of people have suspected about the oil industry, laying bare the activities of these men that are basically glorified bagmen that bribe officials everywhere, ring contracts everywhere, not only for the oil companies, but all these other big companies as well. So this is you're talking about corruption. And you talk about the oil industry, it's just everywhere. Bureaucrats, politicians. This is a sophisticated network of global bribery and graft and corruption like you wouldn't believe. So, anyways, an article this morning in the Huffington Post, you can kind of dig around in there. But Hyundai is using these guys to bribe officials everywhere. I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on and on. And it has not to do just with our reliance on petrol fuels, but it's just, it's all about company. What these companies do is create, especially in Africa and areas of the world where there is not a lot of government and a lot of poverty, they basically go in and they create situations that keep them in charge. They buy the people who run the countries and they run them for their own good. I know you'll be shocked to hear that Halliburton is on that list, but it is. I say that being facetious because, as far as I'm concerned, they belong in the same category as ExxonMobil and Monsanto and all that other. You know, it's wonderful business that's gotten out of control because of things like this. That's all. So, and this is the way it operates. This is the way the world operates. This is the way our political system operates. And the only two people, again, back to our political reality in this country, the only two people who are really, really, really resonating passionately. There's no real passion for Hillary Clinton. There's no real passion for Cruz. There is passion for Trump and for Sanders because they are not using big money from these big companies and big outfits like this.
They don't owe anybody.
They don't owe anybody then. Mm-hmm. And that's what the public likes. You've heard us talk about how, was it somebody, I don't remember whether we got an email or we saw somebody else's email. Guy suggested that politicians ought to wear jackets like the people in NASCAR so we can see who bought and paid for.
Exactly, with the names on them.
Right, exactly. Absolutely. And that's really what this is. That's all this is. And you'll not hear anybody anywhere else talk about this because the news media and the myopic people that do radio programs, they see this and they grab it. Oh, yeah, Exxon Mobil, man, are those guys bad? No, they're not any worse than anybody else. And the real reality, the real, if that's not redundant, the real story is they're all just doing their job. Their job, they get paid, the people that run these companies, on the value of the stock. So they're not interested in what's going on outside the company. They're hired to increase the value of the stock. And they do it as best they can in whatever way they can. You know, it should be legal or you think it's legal. It's not, by the way, illegal in many countries to bribe officials. Apparently it is not
the way business gets done.
I think how business gets done here. And you're naive if you don't think that's the case. It is the case. That's what's going on. So you want to keep it that way? Keep voting for the same old politicians. If you want to at least kind of like stick a stake in the heart of it for a while, you go for guys like Sanders or Trump because they're going to do for whatever the reason, whatever their passion is. I wouldn't it be interesting if Trump and Bernie Sanders ran together on the same ticket.
Oh, man.
That would never happen.
No, of course it wouldn't. But it's interesting.
They'd win.
Imagine. Yeah, of course they'd win.
It'd be
they'd
a slam dunk. Are you
absolutely
kidding me?
Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm not so sure.
You can be so sure all you want.
I think the Trump people would go, what? And the Sanders people would go, what?
No. Doesn't make any difference.
You lost me.
Yeah. Okay, let's have some. Oh, I know what you haven't heard, Roberta.
What? What?
There's also a story at DougStephan.com today about this wedding. This is the first. This wedding that took place the last weekend in Russia. The the team billed as a $1 billion wedding. It really wasn't. But the dress, the lady who got married had a $25,000 gown that she got married in.
Uh-huh.
They hired Sting, J-Lo, and Julio, not Julio, his kid, right?
Enrique
Iglesias, to go be the entertainment. They paid him $1 million a piece. Show
You're
up.
Kidding.
No, for one set, and they had...
$1 million?
They paid him $1 million a piece. The jaw-dropping affair with the rumors about how much it cost. This guy is a billionaire. His son, his name is Saeed Gutseriev. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right. G-U-T-S-E-R-V-I-E-R.
Oh, my goodness.
Married a student who was Russian. They went to Moscow to have the wedding, the most elaborate wedding ever conducted in Russia. The flowers cost $18,000. I mean, all of this stuff.
Oh, my goodness.
It's just,
if I were a billionaire, I'd hire a band to come play at my house every Friday night.
Yeah, good for you, Richard.
Yeah, right.
So our poll at DougStephan.com today.
Springsteen, my house, Friday. Be there.
Yeah. When you get remarried, we'll get Bruce to come to your wedding.
Right.
Roberta. How much did you spend on your wedding is the question.
Oh, my goodness.
Over $20,000, between $10,000 and $20,000, between $5,000 and $10,000, between $1,000 and $5,000, less than $1,000, I don't know. I'm trying to remember how this worked. I've only been married
about,
once.
I don't know, 10 or 12,000, something like that.
I was 23. My wife at the time, her parents didn't like me, but that wasn't the reason that they didn't pay. They didn't have the money. I don't know what it was, but I know. I think that the two parents got together and paid half and half.
Uh-huh.
I think I paid two. It wasn't expensive. We had a cheap honeymoon down in Florida in my father's condo for 3 days, and that was it. That's the last time I think I took...
$600, baby.
Yeah.
Vegas.
That's you?
Elvis.
Love me.
Now, come on, your wedding. How would your wedding? Your wedding had to have cost... well, you didn't pay for it. Who paid for it? Her parents?
Not paid for it.
You paid for it?
Yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. You paid for it. You haven't told me that before.
Yep.
You paid for it.
I paid for it. Because she didn't give me her parents. I mean, her father was passed away. Her mother didn't have
money. Did I give you money as a wedding present?
You did. I gave you cash. Nice big check.
Really?
Thank you very much.
So I helped you pay for
that. That wedding didn't count because the pastor somehow lost, never sent in whatever the...
Oh, wait, you weren't really married.
We weren't really married. Living in sin.
Really?
So then we went to Vegas and made it official, baby. Thank you, Elvis.
$600.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Filled out our license application in one of those little putt-putt pencils at the Clark County, Nevada thing. It's hysterical. You have to do it one time in your life.
Yeah.
Don't even get married. The license. Just go to Vegas and get married. Even if it's just a gaff thing for the night, it's hysterical.
Yeah. All right, so there's another story at DougStephan.com today that's kind of fun. It focuses on a room with a very special view. This room has a big glass, a big window, and on the other side is an aquarium. And it has 35 of the most feared creatures in the world.
Oh.
Rosie O'Donnell?
Donald Trump?
Right.
No. This is a hotel. It has a cylinder-shaped room, And in the room is this again, something for those who have everything. You want to go spend a night in a hotel that's not like going down the street to the Hilton or to the, what do you call it, Suites, Ramada, whatever it is. This is for people who are curious and brave, apparently. And it will be available for 3 nights in April as part of a competition organized by the Aquarium and Holiday Hotel Group together. This is a promotion for Airbnb, in fact.
Really?
This is an underwater sleepover that will aim to teach the winners and guests about these various species that are in the tank. So you'll be 33 feet under the ground in the tank.
Okay.
Not in the tank, really, but in the glass room is the tank. And you'll be able to sleep down there if you can. It's a great opportunity, so say the people organizing it, to show you that you can swim with the sharks, and not really swim the sharks, but you can see that when you're there as they live, together, that nothing bad is happening. They don't, they're actually important to the ecosystem. Sharks have been around. We were talking about that rhino with the Unitar. Yeah, exactly. This is a 65, 70, 85 million year old species, and they're no different now than they were then.
This bedroom is really cool.
You see it? April 11th, 12th, and 13th.
I just did a quick search on sleeping aquarium, whatever.
Yeah.
Apparently, a lot of aquariums do this. Baltimore Aquarium, they all have these like sleepover events.
Yeah.
That would be awesome. I'm going to see if the Baltimore one does it. That'd be great.
Yep.
You can also dive them, too. A lot of the aquariums let you actually dive. If you're an accredited scuba diver, you can dive.
But you have to be an aquarium. This is being done for the month of April. Most of it is in astrology for Aquarians. No, that's February. Sorry. I'm wrong. Oh, give me the wrong information.
You ever dive and look at sharks, Roberto?
Ever dive in what?
Dive with the shark.
Richie, all she has to do is dive into a pool and look in a mirror.
Many times. I dove with nurse sharks.
Did they run away?
Hammerheads.
She works with
sharks. Yeah.
Like a lot of you who need to.
Very uninterested in you.
While we're talking about sleeping, let's talk about my pillow. Roberta's going to say, I don't have my pillow. Why don't I get one of these?
This thing is being talked about everywhere.
I really want one. My pillow is fit to you. Well, the reason people are talking about it is because it works. That's the kind of sleep I have one. And it doesn't make any difference whether you sleep on your back or your side, how big you are, how small you are. My pillow will be the perfect fit for you. I have one. I have two, as a matter of fact. One for me and one for her. At night, you moved the patented My Pillow fill around to just the right place for you to support if you want your head supported, your neck, your back, whatever it is, so you will get a magnificent night's sleep. It's a life changer. My Pillow doesn't go flat, doesn't get hot. Its fill stays put, and therefore you sleep very well. So, if you would like to take a turn at one of these pillows, actually two of them, here's the special deal. Buy one My Pillow, and I'll make sure you get one for your partner that won't cost you anything. As Roberta's happy to say, for free. It's free. Two pillows for the price of one. One at the regular price, one free.
Can I get one?
I knew that was coming. 800.
Send me the free one.
800. I already have taken care of that. It's going someplace else, but nice thought, Roberta. 800-874-8985. You get what you
Nobody
deserve
loves
in life. 800-874-8895. Use the promo code DS. What's that for, Roberta? What's DS stand for? Why do you think you're using the code DS?
Yeah. No idea.
Okay.
Deep sleep?
Yeah, that's it. Remember, deep sleep, DS. That's your code. Free pillow. Start sleeping better.
So that means I get one now?
Call 800-874-8985. Go to mypillow.com if you want.
Doug, Stefan, Roberta.
Be sure to use the promo code DS. Two life-changing pillows for the price of one. Yes. My Pillow is made in America. Comes with a 60-day satisfaction guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Wash your pillow, dry it, throw it in the machine. Makes no difference. It's still great. My Pillow, 800-874-8985. And what's the code they're going to use, Roberta?
DS.
Hey!
For deep sleep.
Yes, for deep sleep. 800 877-489-8585 for my pillow. All right, we have 51 minutes after the hour now on the Good Day program. What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
People worry about kids playing with guns or watching violent videos. Some sort of culture of violence will take them over. Nobody worries about kids listening to thousands, literally thousands of songs about heartbreak, rejection, pain, misery, and loss. Did I listen to pop music because I was miserable? Well, was I miserable because I listened to pop music?
It's actually quite a good flick. Those of you who never saw this flick, go rent it. John Cusack in the number one movie for this week in 2000 called High Fidelity.
Can I have it then?
No, you can't.
Why not?
Well, it's sentimental, tacky crap. That's why not. Do we look like the kind of store that tells I just called to say I love you? Go to the mall. What's your problem? Do you even know your daughter? There's no way she likes that song. Oh, is she in a coma?
This is really quite a clever movie, actually. Jack Black did the theme from the movie High Fidelity, his version of Let's Get It On. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here. What do you remember about this movie?
I know it has a very strong cult following. I liked it. Yeah. It's a good movie.
Cusack is, this isn't like Hot Tub Time Machine, which was...
this movie is great.
This is a really good...
And Roberto Bruce Springsteen is in this movie.
Yes, he did. He makes a cameo appearance.
This is just classic Cusack, and it's just... I've seen this movie 100 times.
Have you really?
Oh, yeah.
No wonder you're so dull. You gotta change your...
No, it's classic stuff. Hold on, one more here.
What really matters is what you like, not what you are like. Books, records, films, these things matter. Call me shallow. It's the truth.
It is. It's the truth.
Very much so. All right, Chuck Curry has the truth about why Robert De Niro decided to take a movie from his festival, the Tribeca Film Festival.
Stop it. Stop teasing Pennsylvania Chuck.
Okay, hold on for a second. We'll find out what the story is behind the story in a moment on Good Day.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy.
Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Jessica? Who's there? I'm that little voice in your head that reminds you of important things. Doctor's appointments, school plays. By the way, Dylan needs granola bars for soccer.
Okay, fine. What do you want?
I need to remind you to check your Shop Your Way account for surprise points.
I forgot about those.
Yeah, I know. They're yours to use at Sears and Kmart on anything you want. Jewelry, patio furniture, maybe a new jacket for spring.
Where is my jacket?
Cleaners, ready on Thursday.
Surprise points valid until March 30th. Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. Ask to redeem your points at checkout. Exclusions apply. See ShopYourWay.com for details.
All right, 56 past the hour on the Good Day program. Robert De Niro has pulled this anti-vaccine documentary from his Tribeca Film Festival. The documentary was called Vaxxed, From Cover-Up to Catastrophe. It's basically a movie that goes through one side of the controversy about vaccines. So it was shown, apparently, Chucker, and then Robert De Niro decided to pull it because some people were complaining. I don't know. Actually, what happens when something like this goes on? It helps the movie more than it hurts it, right?
Well, I think in this case, that's what's called heat. I mean, they got a tremendous amount of pressure and heat because, let's be honest, the majority of people think that documentary is basically propaganda. It's not based on scientific evidence. I mean, speaking as a father of a child, when I got my daughter vaccinated, I mean, I read the stories, and I think every parent's a slightly bit nervous in terms of...
Not all of it.
Having said that, I would not ever consider not vaccinating.
Well, it depends on the vaccine. All right, that's not why we're here. We won't discuss the debate.
No, I know, but I mean, it goes into the... I mean, there was a lot of pressure in
here. That's why
Who had issues, obviously the heat was too much.
Yep. All right. Speaking of issues, a lot of people are standing up to the anti-LGBT law in
Georgia.
Georgia. It was thrown out of the governor's. I'm not saying this, but there's also one in North Carolina that has come out, and it's affecting the production of movies here and there. I'm really kind of surprised.
Guardians of the Galaxy 2 seems to be shot in Georgia. Captain America was shot in Georgia. Those are two huge Marvel properties. AMC's wildly successful The Walking Dead is filmed in Georgia. So I guess that state has a lot of relevance in terms of TV and movie production. So that issue is going to have impact.
Yeah, a lot of these same people are on to the situation, which is fairly similar in North Carolina. It's all about, your own... It's about none of your business. I guess that's what it's about.
Right.
Yeah. All right, Chucker, good job. Thank you. Oh, by the way, Han Solo's Air Force jacket, the Force Awakens jacket, is up for auction. You want to check that story out? Excuse me. It's at DougStefan.com. How much, Chucker?
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 16, 8.